Tom's mother died in March of a heart attack. She was 78 and had lived alone in her small flat for 10 years since Tom's father had died. In April, Tom drove to the flat to start clearing it out. He was 42 and had two children of his own. He took 2 days off work for the job. He thought 2 days would be enough. He was wrong about that. The flat was full of things. There were photos in albums and photos in frames. There were letters from people Tom did not know. There were clothes his mother had not worn for years, but had not thrown away. On the second afternoon, Tom was sitting on the bed in his mother's bedroom. He was tired. He felt sad and slightly angry, although he did not know who he was angry with. Next to the bed, there was a small wooden table. Tom opened the top drawer. Inside, under some old gloves, there was a small black mobile phone. It was an old model, the kind from about 10 years ago. The phone was switched off. Tom was surprised. He knew his mother's phone. She had a newer one, which he had collected from the hospital and which was now in his pocket. He had not known that she had a second phone. Tom looked for a charger in the drawer. He found one. He plugged the phone in and waited. After 10 minutes, the phone turned on. The screen lit up. There was one new message, sent that morning at 9:30. The message said, "Maria, I have been thinking about you all week. I hope the new tablets are working. Please tell me you are all right. Call me when you can. M." Maria was Tom's mother's name. He had known this all his life. What he had not known was who M was, or why M did not know that Maria had been dead for nearly a month. Tom sat with the phone in his hand for a long time. The flat was very quiet. He could hear the traffic outside the window. He thought about replying to the message. He could write, "I am sorry. This is Maria's son. My mother died on the 14th of March." That would be the kind thing to do, perhaps. The person who sent the message was clearly worried, but he also thought, maybe his mother had not wanted M to know about her illness. Maybe there was a reason she had kept this phone in a drawer. Maybe M was a friend. Maybe M was something else. Tom did not know what to do. He put the phone down on the bed, very gently, as if it could break.